Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
Sam Altman's world tour hopes to reassure AI doomers. On a stop in London, the OpenAI CEO called for balanced regulation and warned of the risks of deepfake disinformation. By Morgan Meeker. The excitement around the London arrival of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was palpable from the queue that snaked its way around the UCL University building ahead of his speech on Wednesday afternoon. Hundreds of eager-faced students and admirers of OpenAI's chatbot ChatGPT had come here to watch the UK leg of Altman's world tour, where he expects to travel to around 17 cities. This week, he has already visited Paris and Warsaw. Last week, he was in Lagos. Next, he's on to Munich. But the queue was soundtracked by a small group of people who had traveled to loudly express their anxiety that AI is advancing too fast. Sam Altman is willing to bet humanity on the hope of some sort of transhumanist utopia, one protester shouted into a megaphone. Ben, another protester who declined to share his surname in case it affects his job prospects, was also worried. We're particularly concerned about the development of future AI models which might be existentially dangerous for the human race. Speaking to a packed auditorium of close than 1,000 people, Altman seemed unfazed. Wearing a sharp blue suit with green patterned socks, he talked in clipped answers, always to the point. But his tone was optimistic as he explained how he thinks AI could reinvigorate the economy. I'm excited that this technology can bring the missing productivity gains of the last few decades back, he said. But while he didn't mention the protests outside, he did admit to concerns over how generative AI could be used to spread disinformation. Humans are already good at making disinformation, and maybe the GPT models make it easier. But that's not the thing I'm afraid of, he says. I think one thing that will be different with AI is the interactive, personalized, persuasive ability of these systems. Although OpenAI plans to build in ways to make ChatGPT refuse to spread disinformation and plans to create monitoring systems, he said it will be difficult to mitigate these impacts when the company releases open-source models to the public, as it announced several weeks ago that it intends to do. The OpenAI techniques of what we can do on our systems won't work the same. Despite that warning, Altman said it's important that artificial intelligence not be overregulated while the technology is still emerging. The European Parliament is currently debating legislation called the AI Act, new rules that would shape the way companies can develop such models and might create an AI office to oversee compliance. The UK, however, has decided to spread responsibility for AI between different regulators, including those covering human rights, health and safety, and competition, instead of creating a dedicated oversight body. I think it's important to get the balance right here, Altman said, alluding to debates now taking place among policymakers around the world about how to build rules for AI that protect societies from potential harm without curbing innovation. The right answer is probably something between the traditional European UK approach and the traditional US approach, Altman said. I hope we can get it all right together this time. He also spoke briefly about OpenAI's commercial strategy of selling access to its API, a type of software interface, to other businesses. The company wants to offer intelligence as a service, he says. What we'd like is that a lot of people integrate our API, and then as we make the underlying model better, it lifts the whole world of products and services up. It's a very simple strategy. Listening to what people want from that API has been a big part of his world trip, he said. Altman also talked about his vision for AI-assisted humans, where people are enhanced and not replaced by technology. I think there will be way more jobs on the other side of this technological revolution, he said. I'm not a believer that this is the end of work at all. He added, I think we now see a path where we build these tools that get more and more powerful, and there will be trillions of copies being used in the world, helping individual people be more effective, capable of doing way more. Before the trip, Altman said on Twitter the purpose of his world tour was to meet with AI users and people interested in AI in general. But in London, it looked like the company was also trying to cement its leader's reputation as the person who would usher the world into the AI age. Audience members asked him about his vision for AI, but also about the best way to educate their children and even how to build life on Mars. In an onstage discussion with UCL University professors, one panelist said she was here to represent humanity. Altman uncharacteristically jumped in to stress his company was not working against it. I represent humanity too, he said.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.